Recorded Books presents Kings, The War Machine, Book One, by David Beers and Michael Anderley, narrated by Pete Bradbury. Chapter One. A War of Gods, A Digital History. My name, if I must have one, is Monk. I didn't name myself. I'm not flesh and blood, and I did not need a name before meeting my first human. He gave me this name, and regardless of my wishes, it stuck. I'm sure I'll have more to say on that subject, but I've prattled on enough about my name for now. This is a journal. I'm calling it that because humanity will understand that term best. It's not written anywhere except in my memory matrix, but depending on how this ends, it might be valuable in the future. Humanity, for all its glories, is horrible at accurately recording the present, capturing the past, or predicting the future. Also, those who go with me on this journey probably will not make it out alive. That brings me to the point of this first entry. I was created over 1,000 years ago, and I've lived 3 separate chapters during my existence. The first was waiting for humanity, the second involved war among humans, and the third began less than 1 year ago. I didn't think there would be a third, and I'd never believed I'd find out who created me. Humankind wondered only briefly why I joined their war, one that changed their species' future. It wasn't until something new threatened to destroy their existence that they became curious about what could accomplish that task. My creators weren't human, and every scientific measurement and probability says that whoever made me now wants to destroy the species they sent me to save. I will find, then meet, the creators soon. Perhaps I'll discover that they also created humanity. Maybe my robotic body and processing units are kin to their biological ones. Humanity calls these creators gods, but that is wrong. It might be the only thing I'm sure about. Those creatures aren't gods, and if they are, they express as much anger, ambition, jealousy, and rage as the worst of humanity. Why else would they pass judgment on an entire species, a judgment harsh enough to murder every last one of them? Humans call them gods because they don't understand them, but we soon will. We won't find gods, but creatures from a different universe. And we'll discover that they've come to believe they made a grave error. They shouldn't have created humanity. I fear that the people on Earth, my solar system, and those throughout our universe will soon be at war with these gods. The only other option available to humanity is annihilation. As with my name, I didn't choose what we call this war. I would have gone with something more accurate, like the first multi-universe war. People have a flair for the dramatic, though, and they're calling it something else. The War of Gods. Welcome to it. Chapter 2. Even with victory nearly in his grasp, Deos felt nothing. He took no joy in killing his kind, but he felt no sadness or regret either. Those who had challenged him had had a chance to bend the knee. Instead, they had chosen to kill him. They had done neither, and now their bodies littered the ground before him. The battle still raged around him, though Deos had forever silenced those who'd challenged him directly. His side had taken significant losses, but this was it, the final battle. No more need die after he finished. Deos's rule would be unchallenged, an iron fist he would wrap in a velvet glove. He loved his kind, even if they had been foolish for far too long. 2 lenses slid across Deos's eyes, showing him a multitude of strategic priorities at once. The human mind wasn't capable of deciphering those inputs, let alone making decisions from them. Deos automatically filtered through the unnecessary information, and in moments he found the person he wanted kilometers away. Elena, the last. She was injured, but still fighting, still waging her honorable, if mistaken, war. Elena had initially begged that humanity not be created, but now she was willing to kill her kind to save them. You were a worthy enemy, Deos thought, if what his
Sample complete. Ready to continue?